It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY or visit BrickworksMI.com. Now, here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Something we're going to talk about masonry and concrete a lot today, Chuck. Something I know a little bit about.
You came in like a kid on his fifth birthday. You're so excited. But that's a good thing because we have looked so long and so hard for somebody we could depend on to refer to our listeners for these services.
You know, cool. If you look at a lot of the segments or sections in the InsideOutsideGuys.com for our professional, our team partners, you know, we've got five roofers. We've got four or five foundation guys, window guys, multiple. But in the concrete and masonry industry, it's really hard to find successful, larger companies that have made that industry work. And boy, we found one in Brickworks Property Restoration, and we got two guys that you're going to hear. We come back from this break, Jeremiah Campbell and Matthew Wojcik, when we get back for the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. We are thrilled to have the owner, the man responsible for this company, and his sales manager with us, Jeremiah Campbell and Matthew Wojcik. Jeremiah, welcome.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having us on the show.
We appreciate it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You want to give people a little information regarding the background of this company, how it came to, you know, this point in time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So Brickworks, I started out actually in the automotive industry, and I watched my parents. I was 15 years old, and I started painting cars. And so that's where Jeremiah started. And I watched my parents continuously get laid off, and just they never had control of their lives. And they were always it was dedicated to how the economy was and what was going on in the world, because we're here in Metro Detroit. And when the opportunity opened up for me to go out and learn a trade where I was hands-on, college really wasn't for me. And so I'm 36 years old. This was 18 years ago when I first got into the masonry industry. And I saw a need for the opportunity for young people to want to get excited for the trades. Now, this is all subconscious. 18 years ago, yeah. And I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea what success meant. I had none of this. I just knew that it made more sense for me to go out and work with my hands than it did to go to college. And it got me really excited to be outside. I remember, and now I get the opportunity to work on industrial properties, and I'm walking in these shops, and it transports me right back to being a child. My mom and dad walk in full of greased clothes, and just the energy and the desperation and just and it still resonates with
almost
me.
Depression.
It is. It's really sad.
And you were in control of your own destiny using your skill, your wits, your hands.
Yes. And it was all willpower at that point. I had no idea what I was. It wasn't really a thought out thing. It was, I can work outside. I can drive around in a truck. I never understood. Check this out. I never understood when I would, you know, be in the middle of my high school career, and I would leave during the day to go to prep center and learn how to paint cars. And I'm like, why are all these people out driving around during the day? Don't they have like jobs? Like, what are these people doing? And I never took into consideration home service businesses where people had to work on other people's homes. And because I grew up I would say low middle class, and we did all of our own stuff. Yep. We shingled our own roofs. We remodeled our own kitchen. So what a blessing it was to have a father that taught me those things, how to work with your hands. So Brickworks started because it was something that another guy said, hey, let's go rebuild a chimney and let's go tuck point a porch. And I had no idea what that was about. And I got out there and he showed me the process of canvassing, knocking on doors, and then he showed me the process of what it took to grind out. And I already had all the tools. And I'm like, this is pretty nifty. And then he showed me how he made a couple $100 in a day. And I was hooked ever since.
How cool.
Yes.
You still are passionate, obviously, about this.
this.
Oh, I love what I do. And I love the opportunity. So
you know, I'm sitting here, Jeremiah, I just got to say something because I've never heard that story before. But I have almost the exact same story. My father worked at Chrysler 30 years. I remember I had about 8 years into the masonry and concrete industry. And he says, hey, Ken, I can get you. He's so excited. Ken, I can get you into Chrysler. Okay, Dad, let me think about it. What? What do you mean you want to think about it? Well, Dad, let me think about it. And then when I came back a week later and said no, because I'm like you, I love being outside. I mean, I love being outside and doing what we do for a living. And someone said years ago, if you love what you do for a living, it's not work. And that's how I felt my entire life.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but both of us fell into that. We just felt we loved the outdoors. We fell into that. I didn't have no grapes. To me, one guy said to me one day, hey, come on, we're going to go pour some concrete. I need you to push wheelbarrows. Okay.
Yeah.
$6 an hour. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same story.
Yeah, and I was doing tile for my neighbor at the time. And so I want to be a little bit vulnerable with your audience. And the truth is my life started to get out of control. And I was at a 12-step meeting, and a gentleman came up to me and said, hey, and I was 19 at the time.
Been there.
And I had already been introduced to this. And he said, let me show you something. And I had the willingness and the opportunity. And because of the shops that I was working in and what I was doing, I saw my life was going down. And so subconsciously, the freedom that I was wanting was to be able to control my own time and giving clients the opportunity. And this is, you know, light years later, I'm looking back and realizing why I did what I did. And it was to create the freedom in my life and teach other individuals how to have the freedom. So we use masonry restoration as a widget to change human lives. And it started with mine. And I was able to transform who I was as an individual by providing good quality service to all of my clients.
I love it.
For people who may be listening to Jeremiah and going, what is he talking about? Jeremiah 1000% believes in what he's talking about. And the proof is in the pudding. Okay, I've came to a realization over the last few years when I look at all the companies, all the great companies that are team partner, the inside outside guys, the one thing they have in common is they treat their customers right, and sometimes they treat their employees better. And especially in this economy, when you guys do what you do, I mean, we could bring any of your employees in here right now, Jeremiah, put them on this microphone, and they're going to tell you how much they love working here because you take such good care of them. That is so far from the norm in this industry. And as a homeowner, to know that I've got such happy people working on my job, they're not going to do that's a good enough job, because they know you're standing behind it and you treat them so well. That all runs downhill. And I'm honestly getting goosebumps just talking about it because it works so well here.
We're going to have to discuss with Matthew whether that's true or not. You work for this man.
Yes, I do.
Matthew Wilczek.
Matthew works with me. But nobody works for me.
Yes.
I was waiting for somebody to be with me.
There you go. But Matthew, you came over here. You met Jeremiah, and he asked you to come over here, and you took a chance coming over here. You ended your own business to come here and work for this. Why did you work for Brickworks Property Restorations? Why did you do that?
Upon stepping onto this place, the biggest thing that will stand out when you come to here is just the culture. How these guys, how these men and these women show up every single day to not just benefit the community, but to benefit themselves, to benefit their families, and at large, the clients. What we're able to do here, if we treat them well, what Jeremiah's precedents created here, they come here and they love it. They're here. They're happy to be here. They're happy to evolve in their own lives with that culture that we make. Like he said, we're a human development company financed by brick and mortar. And that is the absolute is what this business is about.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Love to hear it. Chimney repair, foundation repair, concrete move and replacement, porch repair, tuck pointing. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY. Stick around. We're going to continue talking to Jeremiah Campbell and Matthew Wilczek from Brickworks Property Restoration right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY.
or visit BrickWorksMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We want to hear more about you guys. What services can you provide to our listeners, and what are the differentiators with your company? Matthew?
Services that we offer: chimney rebuilds, repairs. We have foundation repairs, concrete removal replacement, porch repairs, rebuilding, and tuck pointing overall. The one thing that signifies us, as we were alluding to before, is how we run our business. And the biggest thing, we have what we call three uniques. That's putting our clients' needs first, building trustworthiness because of that, and then ultimately building a reputation based on the fact that we put your needs first and we earned your trust and then ultimately delivered on it, which created that reputation. So then the rest of how we're different, we don't use subcontractors. We don't believe in that. Through all the years we've been together, over 18 years now, we never finance or subcontract one brick out. Everyone's an in-house employee, so that means they all have retirement options. They all have insurance that's provided for them.
Can I touch on that real quick? Because that's a sticky subject in our industry, the subcontractors. For you guys, you're sending individual crews out to do an individual trade of masonry or concrete.
Absolutely.
And we agree, no subcontractors. But if you're a builder, you will subcontract to a builder, correct?
Yes.
Or a builder will subcontract a plumber, electrician, stuff like that. But you guys, because of your trade, you don't subcontract anything.
Yeah, we specialize in all masonry. We're not out here subcontracting fences or other things out in the job. We stick to what we know best, which is everything to do with masonry. But if you're a large corporation out there and you need some walls rebuilt, we're happy to go there and put that stamp of approval on that project for you.
Okay, so you guys would also do that if I were a commercial contractor, I needed a masonry company to construct four masonry walls before we set those steel trusses. Brickworks could handle that for me as well.
Brickworks would be able to handle all those different opportunities. Yep, anything masonry.
We really stick to restoration and repair. That's our honey hole. We go in, and so we run almost 60 guys every single day. Mm-hmm. So we're the largest that I know of in the Midwest, non-union. So in Southeast Michigan and Michigan, we are the largest. But how we've done that is we started and we learned the processes. We learned the do's and don'ts. And Matthew alluded to our proven process. So everything we do, when our sales reps go out there, and we have sales representatives. We don't have consultants.
You have to, right.
We're not trying to hide the fact that we're there to earn your business. Mm-hmm. Our job, that's literally how we
used to say, I remember saying this to somebody, ma'am, you called me out here for a driveway. Shame on me for wanting to sell you a driveway.
Yes. And if you don't do business with us, you're going to do with the, now there is unicorns out there. So if you're into, a gambling man, and you want to chase unicorns, the chuck in a truck and the bob the slobs, feel free. You can do that. But if you want to deal with the proven process, it takes an army of individuals. We have separate divisions where when our phone calls come in, exactly, we have scripts that we use and we have questions that we need to make sure are answered. We make sure that we are the right fit for you as a company. Mm-hmm. And so doing those things, we service, I mean, I would say 20 to 30% of our business is condo associations, larger communities, HOAs. Mm-hmm. We do a lot with some of the bigger Jarvises, the Belfors, these property restoration companies.
So that means 70% of your business is strictly residential.
We are direct to consumer. Mm-hmm. So we have an entire marketing team and staff. We do all of our own in-house. I mean, that's even in-house for the most part. But our job is to get in front of the right clientele. So not every client. We don't do really well with flippers, with guys that are trying to cut corners and mm-hmm. try to, because I can't send my crew out that we've certified through Brickworks Academy to go in and do things ethically and for the right reasons. I can't send them out and say, my favorite line is, can't you just? No, there's no such thing.
True.
Bubble gum and duct tape? Like, no, we can't do that. There's nothing I can do. You can't patch this. It needs to be taken out, extracted, and removed and replaced the proper
way. But I'm selling my house in 6 months. Can't you just?
Yes, we can't.
Yes, we can.
That's 100%. My guys, I can't allow them to go in and do that.
Or put your stamp on that you know is not going to last the test of time.
And every one of our trucks and trailers are set up as rolling billboards. And mm-hmm. so when we're there in the neighbor next door, which could have a complete basement wall rebuild or a complete chimney rebuild, sees our work fail within 6 months, no. It's not worth it to try to make up. There's enough clients out there that are wanting to pay the money to get things done the right way the first time.
It's like telling an athlete not to perform their best. So you guys also are pretty unique in you don't offer warranties. Matthew, what the heck's up with that?
sure don't offer warranties. Warranty is the most misused term in all of construction industry.
It is an abused term. We agree with that.
Who writes all those warranties?
What's the difference between a warranty and a guarantee?
A promise versus a lot of words.
Who wrote all those words? Some lawyers for a big corporation. So we believe in guarantees. We can explain that more when we come out to see you, how we actually guarantee that work when we come out to talk about it. But we don't give you a lot of fine print. We give you five things. We're going to come back out if it fails. We're going to take care of it. We're going to remedy all those things. We're not going to overcharge you, upcharge you. We're just going to come back out and fix it. That's our guarantee.
Now, I want people to understand how huge that is, okay? Because this isn't vinyl siding. This isn't shingled asphalt roofs. This is masonry that when it is 60 degrees in November and it starts pouring overnight, and then by the time you wake up in the morning, it's 29 degrees, is absorbing that in the state of Michigan. And you can guarantee with those kind of conditions from that point forward for the next 4 months that it's not going to fail. And if it does, your guarantee is you'll come back out and you'll fix it.
From Monroe to Port Huron out to Howell, that service area, everywhere we're at, if something that we do doesn't meet the quality and the standards that we set, we're right back out there to take care of that for you.
You mentioned service area. No conditions. We get this question all the time because WJR, I mean, they hear us in Cleveland. I was driving through Cincinnati the other day, and I was picking it up great. Mm-hmm. So you got a huge – I know you don't go that far, but I like to call it the corners. So let's say we're in downtown Detroit up to Port Huron, over to Lansing, back down to where? Jackson area, guys?
All the way down to Monroe. So just right. South, everywhere is about an hour out from us where we're based over here in Clinton Township, off 94 and 15 Mile.
Yeah, you're right by the expressway. Safety, because Ken and I talk about homeowner liability and responsibility when they bring people like your company in.
We have the cleanest and safest job sites that are going to be around there. We use scaffolding. We're not out there on ladders, setting up picks, trying to balance on a balance beam while we're trying to put your brick and mortar together.
Great point.
All of the crews that we have, we run 12 crews consistently, and everyone out there is educated and certified on the job site. What that means is everyone goes through actually something that we offer here, which is called Brickworks Academy, where they're able to go there. They get certified for everything that they do on their job site, whether they're mixing the mortar, putting up scaffolding, or actually building those chimneys. Everyone in here is certified and educated to do those things. And with that being said, that allows them to get to the job site, set it up properly, be safe, make sure they get to see their families, wearing all the proper gear, which includes hard hats, respirators, and all the other protective gear, because again, we care about the longevity of their life, not just getting the project done.
And we also do OSHA. It's part of mandatory. We do OSHA.
Are you listening?
Make sure you put that out there. Did you hear that, everyone?
And it's common sense. Right. And so we can't teach it. But the biggest thing is making sure. I mean, just in our safety meeting, we do weekly safety trainings every single week, company-wide. And what we do, why we're doing the safety training, we're making sure that there's repercussions when they get in trouble for not following our protocol. And there's a three-strike rule.
Real quick, I want to mention this. I came home yesterday, and the neighbor across the street was getting some roof work done, and it's at least a 12-12 pitch. And there's a gentleman up there by himself, and I wanted to take a picture of it, but I could tell it was a reputable firm, so I didn't. My only thought was, I pray he's insured. I saw the truck. Yeah, he's definitely insured. Workman's compensation insurance in this industry is unbelievably expensive. I want people to hear that, especially the roofing as well. As soon as you get off the ground and scaffolding on a roof, that workman's compensation insurance is unbelievably expensive. And you have to be a established company to be able to afford it. Because if people knew what your insurance bills were alone, they'd be amazed. They'd be amazed.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, it's about 15%.
Yeah.
Of total wages. And so that includes, when they're getting overtime pay, it continues to go up.
But here's the thing. If they sign with Brickworks Property Restoration, you will make sure they have a certificate of insurance in their hand before you do anything, and they can call that company to make sure it's there. Hey, stick around for another couple of segments with Brickworks Property Restoration with the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
The bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. We're talking to Jeremiah Campbell and Matthew Wojcik, and we kind of really haven't gotten to the nuts and bolts here. So let me ask you, why do bricks crack and spall, and what does that mean to homeowners, guys?
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Watch out, he's gonna get real passionate.
You don't know Matthew.
Yeah, this guy, he might talk too much.
Question.
We just pulled the string.
Yeah, there it is.
And so I'll kind of keep this as simple as possible. And my wife always laughs when I start a conversation with that. Yeah. So all bricks are not created equally. So there's three major types of brick. You have your clay, you have your shale, and you have your concrete sand line types of brick. So what this means to you as a homeowner is they're all going to fail. Mm-hmm. Eventually. Frost thaw cycles take place. All brick are made to absorb moisture. Brick don't know when to stop absorbing moisture until we seal them and tell them to stop. Sealer is another huge, huge advancement that we've seen in the masonry and concrete industry.
Amen.
So as time progresses, the material, because of the way everything functions in the world, gets weakened and less. It's just not there anymore. Everything's about corporate America. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the materials that we're using are, for the most part, subpar from what they used to be. The brick and concrete fail for one main reason. Up here in the northern states, anywhere that freezes, frost thaw cycles take place. They absorb moisture. They expand and contract. As they expand and contract, they can no longer hold. They start to get faults in them. The concrete will pit and spall, and the brick faces will start to pop off. Mm. That's what we're going to see for the most part as far as shaling brick go. I can't tell you how many homeowners, when I go out to their house, they say, I had a bad batch of brick. And I used to just correct them. And I'm like, yes, you did, because they're failed. You are right. Mm-hmm. Technically, yes, your brick are a bad batch of bricks. Mm-hmm. However, every type of brick will have a point where it will start to fail. Mm-hmm. When you're seeing brick that start to break and fall apart, there you can remedy those if you catch it fast enough. That's why we highly encourage everybody listening to this to walk around their house and do a visual inspection. If you see gaps or cracks, discoloration, if there's white spider cracking going on in the brick, if there's cracks in the mortar, which means that the mortar is not sealed from brick face to brick face, edge to edge, in a consistent joint. Something moved, something shifted, something happened that allowed these to move. When a brick is cracked or a mortar joint is failed, what actually happens is it's never going to get better on its own.
We call it cancer on the house.
It's never going
to get better on its own. It's only going to spread.
Yep. It's only going to spread. It's only going to continue to get worse. So if we don't remedy these things early on, your couple thousand dollar repair can easily reach to $10,000 to $20,000. The thing about brick is usually leading to show you where the bigger problems are, whether they be in foundations, whether it be in the internals of the flue, why chimneys fail, why porches fail faster than any other point on the home. It's because it's not backed up to anything heated. It's the farthest most extremity outside of the property.
No overhangs on them.
No overhangs on them. They're usually not properly built with the interior the walls on the actual porch itself. Go ahead.
On chimneys, what we see in Midwest a lot are the shoulders with reclaimed brick, right? Mm-hmm. These shoulders that come out and step out. Terrible design. It's just spots that hold water.
And as we move into the fall here, everyone's going to start having fires and actually working on that fireplace. So as Jeremiah is alluding to over here, with you guys should be looking out there right now. Go look at your fireplaces. Look at your chimneys. See what's going on in there. We want to make sure that you're having a safe fire in your house.
And coming up soon on the heating season, this is one of the top questions at theinsideoutsideguys.com. How do I know if my fireplace and chimney are safe to use when the weather gets cold?
Let's preface this. Matthew just said, I'm going to catch my house on fire, basically what he just said. So you're intentionally, if you think how absurd it is, I'm going to have a controlled fire in my home. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, almost every one of your partners on this show are going to tell you how you can save money, tell you how they can eliminate draft in your house. And what they're doing is what they're basically saying to you is, I'm going to make your fireplace not work.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're sealing your house shut. When your house is shut, the insulation value, the windows, the door walls, everything is going to seal the envelope of your house shut.
Which we're telling them to do.
Yes, mm-hmm. It makes sense. It's smart. It's going to save you money.
But for every action, there's a
reaction. So in what takes place is you're sealing. The air has to come from somewhere. So the reason a fireplace is the shoulders you were referring to, that's the actual firebox. The firebox connects to a damper. Above the damper is your actual smoke chamber. So what I want you to do, if you're listening to this show, is be careful. Wear some safety glasses. I want you to walk over to your fireplace. If it does not have a face on the front of it, it's a natural fireplace. So if you have if this is a pre-manufactured insert, your house is built in the 90s or newer, there's most likely that you don't have a natural fireplace. Mm-hmm. If your fireplace on the outside of the house has a concrete cap on top and a terracotta flue, most likely it is a natural wood burning fireplace. And this is what we specialize in. So there's some codes that I'm going to cite. NFPA 211 talks all about that anything that's combustible inside of a fireplace falls under this code. If there's any gap or crack inside your system, which means from your firebox all the way to the top of the flue, if there's any inconsistencies.
The system, I love that.
Correct. If there's any inconsistencies. Now, mind you, negative pressure, there's a lot of things that come into play that our qualified sales reps can come out and explain to you. But what I want you to do as a listener is walk over to your fireplace. I want you to open up your damper. If your damper hasn't been opened or if it's been converted to gas, there's most likely a clip on there. And the clip is going to make sure you don't get carbon monoxide poisoning in your house. It's fantastic. If you have a gas fireplace, it's an absolute must, in my opinion. Put a carbon monoxide tester in that room. I don't care if it's in the hallway, put it in that room for the safety and health of you and your family.
Absolutely.
First and foremost. Then I want you to make sure that you have safety glasses on before you stick your head up that chimney. I've been in the hospital many times. Mm-hmm. You always open up your actual damper, and I want you to take a flashlight. I want you to stick a flashlight up there. And what we're looking for is any gap or crack. You will or you should be able to see the flue section. The flue section is the orange part of the chimney that sticks out. What you're going to do is stick a flashlight up there. If you're seeing any gap or crack or inconsistency in the corbels, which means the angles of your smoke chamber, or where your flues are, if there's any gap or if there's any imperfections in there, that means your system's not functioning properly. The best analogy to use is your system. Hot air balloons rise, heat goes up. Fireplaces work as a temperature change and a pressure change from the opening to the top. Okay? If there's any gap or crack, when you go to lunch today, if you cut your straw into about 10 to 12 different pieces and essentially go to use it, it's going to be useless. That's the same exact way your fireplace is using. But here's the caveat. What's going to happen is for the entire life of your home that this fireplace has ever been used, there's creosote that's built up behind this. And when you're having a fire, creosote behind these, so it's actually escaping behind in this creosote, which is extremely flammable sitting
which
behind
is fuel.
That. Fuel. It's unburnt fuel and it's the residue built over. So you're literally having fuel behind the walls of your fireplace, inside between your drywall, if it's not properly sealed, and your actual smoke chambers themselves. Yeah. And when that ignites, there's no putting that out. Mm-hmm. The fire department will have to knock your chimney over to actually put that out, and it will burn your house down. So the essentials is sticking your fire. If you guys have moved, Michigan code states that when a house is transferred, bought, or sold, what needs to take place is a level 2 chimney inspection. I've been a CSIA, Chimney Safety Institute of America, certified chimney sweep for over 9 years now. And the credentials and the schooling that it takes to actually become a certified chimney sweep is going to set us apart in my fellow sweeps that have been in the same certification from all of the competition.
Because Fort Wayne, Indiana, isn't that where they're at?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, okay.
Yes. Right. And so they do an amazing, it could be Fort Wayne. And so the way that we sweep chimneys, the way that we set this up is I want you guys to know how dangerous it is to have a fire. And you said, is it safe to use? I use the word, I can make it safer, but you are still intentionally catching your house on fire. The rule, literally.
You're right.
So the rules apply to a natural fireplace and to an open gas. If you have an open fire flame, the same codes apply.
So how many times have you seen a wood-burning insert just shoved into the opening without the flue being connected? And tell people how dangerous
or modified.
Because they're everywhere out there.
Oh, so they used to do these in the 70s and 80s. They're called slammers. And you would just slam it in there and seal it off and hope that the natural venting would actually be in there.
Exactly.
When you pull those things off, I pull creosote by the 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, I have as well, yes.
Out of this. And I look at the homeowner and I'm like, I have no idea how you are alive right now. Yeah. But you don't know the problem until you actually start to investigate it. And people say this is the way it's always been. And that legacy thinking will kill people. Mm.
Very well explained.
Yes.
It really was.
We got them worked up. That's what happened.
No, I like
that. That's what happens. You guys got a great history, and you're going to be dipping your toes. Well, you are dipping your toes into some other newer industries. We'll talk about that when we get back from break. Is that fair to say?
Sounds good. Great. Thank you.
Good to do. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys with special guests, Brickworks Property Restoration, right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. For all your brick and concrete needs, call 877-MASONRY or visit BrickworksMI.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back. We appreciate you being with us for the Education Hour, sponsored by Brickworks Property Restoration. I know I didn't mention the Inside Outside Guys, Ken, but...
you son of a...
Time grows short, buddy.
It does.
And we're not on a job site, so watch your mouth.
Let's finish... yeah, you're right. Let's finish up talking about the masonry part of Brickworks, which is the majority of it, what you do here. And then let's talk about, I don't want to say something new, but a new venture for Brickworks Property Restoration. Go ahead, Matthew.
Adding to our services, we also do foundations. And the biggest thing that we're getting into is we've graduated, I'd say, from doing small concrete jobs to doing... large concrete jobs. We've learned a lot by practicing and creating a proven process for the concrete and what we're getting into. And that's going to be a joint venture that we're actually going to be sharing here.
Sharing?
Yeah. Well, I think that we have some big news for the audience overall.
Yeah. Tell it. Let me ask you too. Why did you decide? Because you and I have talked about concrete a lot in the past.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Years and years.
Yeah. And you've resisted getting into the concrete. And yes. I understand why. Yeah. I really do.
Tough business.
But you've decided to, like Matthew just said, jump into it. Why have you guys made this decision?
So what we've realized is being in the human development space and creating processes and systems around helping clients and customers by changing lives in the internal dynamics of our team. So like I said earlier and I alluded to, Brickworks has no employees. We have team members. We do this as a process. We treat our newest recruit as the same way as our seasoned mason. When we have this Saturday, we're having a Brickworks picnic. And so we're having friends and family, bounce houses and catering and all these things that come into it. So in order to scale what we do to impact more lives around us, we needed to open up. And so we found a need. And our need was we were getting 20 to 30 phone calls a week. Can you come out and do just concrete? So we always have offered concrete for the 18 years in business. However, we would stick to porches. We would stick to walkways.
Smaller jobs. That was part of the masonry.
We have to do it kind of thing, right? And so now we saw the need. Just like when we got into foundations, we would get called out by the biggest foundation vendors around when they would fall over. So we can do from any kind of helical pier, wall tieback, anything along that lines. But we can also bring in if the wall is too bad and we can't repair it. We have to jack the house up and rebuild the house. You know, so it's the same thing with concrete. If we're already there, we already have the proven processes in the systems. The two biggest drawbacks with concrete, from what I hear, is the lack of manpower, one.
Yes.
And two, the batching of the concrete.
Yes.
So we've teamed up with a lot of our local concrete, and we've started to get better quality control. So one of locally right here in the eastern side of Detroit, one of our guys that I've known, he taught me how to finish my first concrete job. And he actually bought one of the local batch plants. So we've teamed up with him directly on the east side to guarantee the quality of our concrete. Nice. But as we continue to grow, the need in the community to have somebody that stands behind it. And the reason why I didn't get into it before is because we weren't ready. We haven't perfected our systems. Mm-hmm. And our systems are now perfected. So it's not never the exception. It's the rule that we're going to stick to. And the way that we do one thing is the way that we do everything. And we're able to grow and to create even more momentum in the community.
And so what he's getting to here is, okay, what services do we offer? Well, that's shed pads, driveways, garage floors, walkways, in addition to our chimney caps and the porch steps and the patios. Now, we also talk about that warranty versus our guarantee. So our guarantee on all of our concrete going forward, two freeze-thaw cycles. Again, that talks about how things, concrete absorbs water, winter comes, it freezes, spring comes, and hey, we're in Michigan, what do we get? We got a lot of potholes out there. Concrete will crack. But the other thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be putting 3/8 rebar all the way across everything. We're not just using wire mesh, and we'll also be able to use a fiber reinforced concrete overall.
Doing it the right way.
So you're doing it the right way, the process.
A 24 or 2 winter guarantee.
Correct.
I mentioned this before. Kim Basham, who was the lead engineer for the World of Concrete in the early 2000s, made the statement in writing that concrete cracks, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. Okay. We all know concrete cracks, but if you do it right, you can greatly decrease the chances of it cracking through a lot of things you do. Mm-hmm. Now, you being not being in the concrete industry, what did you guys do? How are you jumping into the concrete industry? Let's explain this to people.
How are we jumping into
the
concrete?
You had to bring an expert in.
Well, I think a few shows ago, you popped up that number, that 1-877-MASONRY.
Oh, yes.
That came out of your closet. right? We had to dust that one off. So Brickworks is proud to have Ken Calverly joining the team to help us expand this concrete venture.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited about this, guys. I really am. Uh-huh. This is a chance to build something that's, if this makes sense, a chance to build something that already exists. You know, I mean, Jeremiah, I've sat in your seat. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, you've done it so much better than I ever did. You really, I love your attitude. For me, the Inside Outside Guys has been a blessing. We all love what we do here. But a chance to come on and help you guys with concrete to perfect the process, the policies, the procedures, pass on a lot of knowledge that this man right next to me taught me over the years as well. I'm very excited about it. And it's going to be a great, great thing.
You and I have been friends for how many years now?
Quite a few.
And so it was a God moment when I'm sitting with Matthew, brought Matthew onto the team, and Matthew says, we need to get on radio. And I said, I got the guy to call. And I reached out to you, and mm-hmm. then you came out for another visit. And we've had meetings to where we knew our universes were going to cross at one
point. Right. That's
gonna because be core values, we align tremendously.
We have a lot in common, man.
A ton in common. And we have synergy, and that's one of our main core values. And to bring this together and to be able to have the opportunity for you to trust our brand, because the number one thing you said when you get here is we put the clients first, and you interviewed us to come out and make sure that it was right for you and for your mm-hmm. brand. And so to bring those together, man, it's just been an incredible opportunity. And I'm just excited to see where this is going to take us and where this community is going to grow.
You know,
something
I remember,
bigger than ourselves, right, Ken?
Yeah, it's not if, it's when. It's yes. going to grow. It's going to
correct.
Grow.
You got it.
Financing. That's always an issue for people. You know, people don't hoard cash to invest in repairs for their house. Do you guys offer anything?
Oh yeah, we have numerous different financing options to help people who have money to spend and money to invest. We have also ways to help put the lowest payments in front to make sure we get everything done, whether that's 12 months same as cash with no interest or just traditional loans with, you know, with the rate starting at 5.99%.
Another thing you have done better than I ever did. I never offered financing, and it's so great to offer that to people, whether they have money or not. So many mm-hmm. so many people take advantage of that mm-hmm. financing.
Are you still looking for good people, good dependable people to train?
Absolutely. And we're actually, one of our core focuses is to merge with other companies and to buy out our competitors so we can come in together. So if you're listening to this show and you're an owner operator and you want the opportunity, we'd love to give you an interview. We'd love to buy your clients. We'd love the opportunity to come in and grow and scale what we've done here, because it's truly magical. And once you're in our ethos and once you're around our community, our culture, I mean, our goal is to impact, you know, hundreds of thousands of individuals. And I think that's playing it small. I think we have the model and the secret sauce to take this nationwide and just bring this love and this family. Everybody says it, right? Like these core values on the wall and the quotes and all this, but we...
But do you live it?
But do you live it?
And you don't hear it in masonry and concrete. So you guys are unique, truly, in that regard, in the fact that you're saying it and doing it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Especially for men of your stature and the men with your integrity to say that about us.
Well, the proof's in the pudding, guys. You're a great new team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. We're looking forward to decades of referring you guys to our, you know, you said trust. Our listeners trust us, and we tell them all the time we will never, ever, ever take that for granted, nor will you guys as well. So, hey, this has been the Bonus Hour, the Education Hour, and I'm sure you've learned a lot about masonry, concrete, and the folks over here at Brickworks Property Restorations. Matthew, Jeremiah, thank you so much for coming on with us today, guys.
Appreciate you, Ken. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Hey,
thanks, guys.
As always, if you need anything, you know where to go. TheInsideOutsideGuys.com, The Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, The Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.